Gallows Glass by Barbara Vine. Read by Dermot Crowley. Chapter 1. When in Rome, said Sander, you have to walk down the Via Condotti and look at the shops. That's where the money is, and the windows full of beautiful things. What does that mean? I said. The Via Condotti. What's that? Kidnap Street. Really? I said. Is that what it means? He only laughed, the way he does. Then he went on with the story, the first one he ever told me. If you've got a shop in the Via Condotti, he said, you've arrived. You're rich. A window on the most fashionable shopping street in Rome is a sure sign of wealth. Bulgari, the jewellers, are there. One of the Bulgari family was kidnapped in 1975 and released on payment of a ransom of £650,000. Well, it was in Italian money, Sander said, but that's what it was in pounds. 8 years later, two more members of the family were taken and let go when £1.75 million was paid. Keep on down the street and you'll come to Piatelli. It's men's clothes they sell. Barbara Piatelli was kidnapped and held for nearly a year before being released for £500,000. On the opposite side is Prince Piranesi, the perfumer. Sandra asked me if I'd ever heard of the perfumes called that. I had to say no. I've never heard of things like that. Of course I haven't, let alone used them. Was he kidnapped? I said. Not him. His wife. What happened to her? His voice was dreamy, as if his thoughts were a long, long way away. It was at the end of the kidnap era. It was only 5 years ago.